Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
So, did you hear about the big news from Cheez-Its?
Yes.
Cheez-Its has teamed up with Wendy's for the Baconator Cheez-Its.
What? Yeah,
I know. I thought you might get all Twitter painted.
Wait, what?
So here's a little TikTok influencer talking about Flavortown here when it comes to the Baconator Cheez-Its.
Comparing the new Baconator Cheez-Its to an actual Baconator. This has 2 quarter-pound beef patties with 6 slices of Applewood smoked bacon alongside cheese, ketchup, and mayo. It's a lot, but it's good. And now for the Baconator Cheez-Its. Okay, so it starts off with those meaty, smoky flavors, and then it kind of ends with being cheesy. They're not as beefy and meaty as the real deal, but I can see where they're coming from. They kind of just taste like the bacon Cheez-Its they already have. But you know what? An attempt was made, and I'll give them that.
Okay.
An attempt was made.
They tried.
First things first. How many strips of bacon was on that cheeseburger?
6 bad boys.
Yeah, 6.
This has 2 quarter-pound beef patties with 6 slices of Applewood smoked bacon.
Have you never had the Baconator?
Oh, my gosh.
No,
oh, my gosh.
Because I care for my insides.
Oh, well, I know,
no,
but you have.
I'm sorry.
It's
how
good
many
for
strips
your soul.
Of bacon?
6 slices of Applewood smoked bacon.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Don't forget the cheese
and
mayo.
I started sweating just listening to
you. You get the meat sweats.
You do get the meat sweats, but it's worth it to at least try it once. You
good
can get
night.
The junior Baconator,
yeah, it's just
right?
a single patty.
Oh, there's a little
it's just a single patty instead of the double.
You're going to have to give us your man card, too, but you can give it. You can actually try it.
I'll take the junior one because I'm not man enough for how many? Yeah, give me the small one of that. I'll take that, but smaller.
Good. It's yummy.
Anyway, the Cheez-Its Baconator Cheez-Its. What do you think? What do you
I'll
think?
Try them.
Yes, absolutely. We in?
Yeah.
Katie, get
I'm
your hands
try
on
anything
some.
Twice. Absolutely.
I'd probably try that.
Yeah.
I like Cheez-Its.
I would probably.
I love
try
Cheez-Its.
That.
The extra toasty Cheez-Its mm-hmm. are so.
Cocaine.
Good.
I actually like break those up into a powder and sniff them.
Oh, you have
so
to.
Oh, good.
My
so
goodness.
Have you guys had the sriracha ones yet?
Yeah.
Those are
yeah.
good too. I like the sriracha ones as well.
So many choices.
I know. Mm.
That being said, if you're eating those 19 patties and 40 strips of bacon, the hot new trend in funeral cremations now is the water funeral. Have you guys seen the story on this going around this morning?
No.
So basically, when you eat it, when you croak, they shove your body into a pressure vessel. I got your pressure vessel. It's loaded with a mixture of water and alkaline chemicals. Then they heat it to about 160 degrees. And basically what that does is it breaks down your body into a liquid.
Oh,
it's human stew. So all that's left is bones. And then they essentially just dump the liquid down the drain. Then take your bones and teeth and whatever's left, grind it down to ash, and then your friends and family get to take that home. But they're saying this is a much more environmentally friendly way, I guess, to get rid of your guts. Although it's like water and alkaline chemicals going into the sewer. I don't know about that.
I know.
But doesn't it sound horrific? I'm going to post a link on our Facebook. There's this giant metal tube thing that they shove you into, and then they pressurize it and pump it full of chemicals, and you just turn to sludge.
I don't love that.
Down the drain.
I know you're dead, but doesn't it almost sound inhumane? Not that burning you in a furnace of 10,000 degrees
like
is humane.
Gentler than shake and bake.
Not
and
really.
And it sounds gentler than decomposing in the ground with the worms crawl in, the worms crawl out.
I don't know any of it.
I'm still on board with the soil cremation. And there's a couple companies here in Colorado that do that, where they shove you in a tube. They cover you with like hay, I think. It's like hay and plants and flowers and all this stuff. And then they put you in a pressurized tube, and then you turn to dirt.
Yeah.
And you grow like a little tree, right?
Yeah, and then your family can take it and plant a tree with you and stuff. So that's kind of where I'm settling.
I know.
I need to probably write that down so somebody knows it.
You should.
If I eat it.
Exactly. Like, and that's the thing. I know we all need to think about that, the final stage or whatever.
I don't want to. And then you read about the water funeral.
Yeah.
It just turns you to liquid.
I think, like, truthfully, I'm with you. The soil one sounds like where I would want to be.
More earthy.
Yeah.
A little more
I
friendly.
I actually like that one,
a little more
too.
Friendly. Yeah. All right, I've got a stack of emails here. I'm going to go through a couple of them, and we'll see where we land here before the traffic report, and then we'll get to the main entree about yelling at kids, which I think people are going to want to sound off about. This one came in from Melissa in Centennial. Hey, JKJ, I've been binge listening to you guys lately. Thank you for that. You were talking about summer plans. Got me thinking, what's the absolute worst summer job that you've all had? Mine is the summer after senior year. I worked the graveyard shift at a Denny's. Midnight to 6 a.m., just me and a cracked-out line cook named Scooter. And a never-ending parade of tweakers and drunk people. She said one night a guy threw up in his shoe. Another night a woman tried to pay for her meal with loose change and a baby ferret, and I wish I was joking. Anyway, I need to know, what were your summer job horror stories? Spill the trauma. Love the show. Melissa in Centennial. You guys have horrible jobs over the summer?
Yeah, I've got a couple. I was worked at a telemarketing company for a little bit, so I was the person who got to call people and tell them annoying things that they didn't want to hear.
What was it like?
There was one. It was like a magazine that I worked for, so like that one they would call in and place orders, so that one wasn't so bad. But then other ones I would have to call and try and sell, additives to car insurance type of thing.
Oh,
you know,
geez.
What I mean? Like, not quite car insurance, but if your muffler falls off, we've got you covered.
That's like
kinda.
Everybody hates you.
Everybody hates you. Nobody wants to hear what you have to say.
People
and in
hanging
fact,
up on
some
you.
People have a choice little speech that they want to give you every time. You know
you
what I mean?
You heard some naughty foul language, didn't you?
You know, like, it's like, do I call you during your dinner time, Katie?
Yeah.
Like, it's just, you know, those people.
Horrible job.
So it really, like, starts to weigh on you after a while. I remember, like, going home just feeling so defeated because so many people yelled at me.
That would be
like
so
this.
Heartbreaking.
Oh, yeah, Katie. I did something similar to that where I, for like literally 2 months, worked as a sales rep for AT&T, and I had to call people every single day. It's the cold calling thing.
Yeah, it's the cold calling.
It's the selling the warranties and selling what else you could need, some additives of like, hey, you can bundle your whatever.
Yeah.
And no one wants to listen to that.
No.
Ever. And it was a lot of hang up right away.
No.
It was a lot of people being like, hey, you love calling us at dinner, don't you? We should call you at dinner time. And all those. And I lasted literally 2 months. And
I will tell you. Not one time did I call somebody and they said, oh, I've been waiting for you to call.
But you know what? People like that call me, like, I have so much fun with them.
I know. You are the people I don't like.
I pretend to be an 80-year-old man usually. And I keep them on the phone and I just keep them going, keep them going. I love those calls.
Oh, we hated you.
But I'm like one out of a million just because I jack with those folks. But on my end, I feel like, oh, I probably made this person's day.
And you did not.
Because
you
hooked one.
You
did. Because they hooked one. They got one on the line.
No, because you didn't make the sale.
I know. If you're not buying anything, you didn't help us.
Not only did you waste 20 minutes, we didn't make the sale.
Because those type of things, too, you are based on commission a lot of the time.
Oh, yeah.
So, I was just hoping somebody would fall for it.
My worst summer job, I was working at a Borders bookstore, and they kept bringing, I was like in the kids department, and they kept bringing in like new books from authors and stuff. But along with the new books, they'd have like a special reading. So they'd bring kids in, you'd have to read them to the books. But they'd also be sending in these boxes of mascots for the books too. Like if it was a book about a bunny, so they say it's a Peter Rabbit book, they would send a costume of Peter Rabbit, and I had to get in the costumes and dance around. And it was the same the costume that they would send to various Borders locations throughout the country. So when you'd get it, it would be extremely ripe.
Well, that's where you got your fear of germs right
there.
Yeah.
You had to wear those.
It was disgusting.
That's horrible.
That's a whole outfit made of other people's sweat.
Other people's skin.
Oh, God. Yeah, skin cells.
Skin
just
cells,
yeah.
Dry skin, lice. Oh,
it's nasty.
God.
Yeah.
Right?
You probably had mites.
Probably had something.
You're still itchy from that.
Ew.
This morning, we're kind of going through the old stack of messages that came in, which, let's be honest, this show is powered a lot by what you guys have to say and what's going on in your lives. So if you ever want to send us anything, it's Jeremy, Katie, Josh on Facebook and Jeremy, Katie, Josh on Instagram. We love getting your messages. We just read one about the worst summer jobs ever, and then Brianna from Roxboro wrote in to us, and she says, hey, JKJ, do you guys have weird little things that irrationally bug you? She's like, here's mine. I can't stand it when somebody uses speakerphone in public. I don't need to hear your conversation with babe about what kind of almond milk to get. She put in all caps, put some AirPods in, Dave. She says, I feel like everyone has that tiny little ridiculous thing that turns them into a rage monster for no good reason. She wraps it up by saying, tell me I'm not alone. And why do I feel like Jeremy, with his blunt attitude, has a whole list of them? She says, impress me, Jer.
Because he does.
And that's from Brianna. Hold me back. Hold me back. I came up with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe 6 of them right off the bat.
Well,
but
yeah, I was like,
I'll toss it to you.
Right up your alley.
What's something that just kind of just sets you off? But it's something silly, kind of stupid. But it just instantly sets you off.
A billion, too.
Give me one, Josh, and then Katie, give me one.
I would say off the top of my head, slow walkers in public.
Good one.
If I cannot get around you, I will physically just push my way through you. I can't stand. I cannot stand you.
Singing Ludacris.
Yeah.
Move.
Literally. Get out the way.
That's a good one. Yeah. Slow walkers.
Can't stand it.
Drive me nuts. I should add that to my list. Good one.
Mine kind of gravitate towards mom stuff. Like, I walk into this company kitchen here, and I see people who haven't washed out their coffee cups, and instantly I'm like, what, do you think Tick's your mom? Like, I get so angry about it because I don't like when other people have to clean up after you because you can't wash out your coffee cup. And so those little things, boy, they get me. Boy, they get me.
Side note, Tick is our office manager. If you're like, who the hell is Tick?
Yeah. Well, she always has to clean up after people, too, and I just don't like it.
Did you see the entire coffee maker in the sink like a day ago?
Yes!
Like somebody broke it into pieces and set it into the sink to clean. And then nobody cleaned it.
I know.
And I came in to dump my coffee out, and you know what I did? I dumped it on the pieces, and I walked out.
Oh,
Jeremy.
I was like, I'm not cleaning this up.
No, I saw that, and I immediately turned around and was like, well, I guess I'm not making hot tea today.
Not my problem.
I was like, something's in the sink. Like,
all right, Brianna, hold me back. Here we go. So I'll give you a few of mine that I jotted down after you wrote in. So even though I do have it as a sound effect button here in the studio, I do hate the stupid DJ horn sound effect that goes off in numerous hip-hop songs, because I like to throw on a little hippie hop sometimes, and there's a lot of, and it's like 5 or 6 times in the song I'm like, oh my god, it drives me nuts.
It's DJ Khaled.
Oh my gosh.
Something else that bugs the hell out of me is when you get a birthday cake and everyone says you got to make a wish before you blow out the candles.
Oh, you don't like that?
In fact, let me go even further and say, blowing out candles in general, as a grown-ass man, please stop making me do it.
You don't like that?
It's ridiculous.
Well, how do you make your wishes, sir?
I don't.
No. That's sad for you.
It's the most ridiculous thing to sit there in front of a group of people, close your eyes, make a wish, and blow out candles when you are a grown man.
It's my favorite part of the birthday.
How am I doing, Brianna? How am I doing? Something else that irrationally bugs me. Any sort of electronic device that requires any battery size other than a AA. Why does that annoy me so darn much?
I can get behind that. I'm not a fan of that either.
If I open up something expecting a AA and it's AAA, I instantly get irritated.
Yeah, God forbid C or D batteries.
Oh, I know.
I got a box full of AAs. I got no AAAs in the house.
See, that one I could get behind. That All one's, right. yeah, a little annoying.
I'll give you two more. These are clothes related. When the string comes out of your hoodie.
Oh, I don't like it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
it
that's terrible.
It
ruins the hoodie, and
terrible.
Then you got to be some sort of magic wizard to try to get it back in the hoodie.
Oh,
it
I throw the thing away. I throw it away. Well,
all night
ruined.
Long, you're on the couch trying to get
trying
that
to
string
sift
through,
it through
your hoodie. Yep.
And before you write in, I know the trick about undoing a metal coat hanger and going all the way through it to the other side with the metal coat hanger, tying it, and then pulling it back through.
Did not know the tricks. So.
Just the act of that, as you're trying to get the metal coat hanger through it and snagging it all the way through that little tunnel to try to get it
to
the
other end. That's
too tough. Drives me nuts. Ugh. All right, the other clothing-related one is when you put on a coat and your sleeves roll up inside the coat, like up to your elbow. And then you got your coat on and your sleeves are shoved up here.
I just call it a day.
Why does that bug you so much?
I just call it a day at that point.
Yeah.
No.
Why?
You scream, right? You have to scream.
It irritates the heck out of me.
Yeah.
And then the last one means nothing to anybody, but the last one I have on my list is a guy named Brandon in our sales department.
Yeah, it means something to me, too.
Yeah. So those are my... There
instantly
you go, Brianna.
Irritates
you.
You.
I hope I helped out with your line. Why do I feel like Jeremy, with his blunt attitude, has a whole list of them?
He did. He did have an entire list.
There you go. You ask and I deliver. There you go.